Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon or Subscribestar page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. You finally decided to go out with him? That's great. So, did you do it? You know what I mean. Did you do what I said? Really? Good for you. Wait, what did he do? See? I told you. No, don't be all I guess about it. Don't second guess yourself. You're a beautiful girl. You're a nice girl. He's lucky to be able to hang around with you. You just want what you want, right? Good for you. I'm really proud of you. No, you should hold your ground. No compromises. It's your standards he needs to live up to, not the other way around. What? Well, yeah, my standards are high. I'm cute, I'm confident, I'm smart. I don't like to waste time with guys who don't get that. Oh, stop it. No one says you have to be like me. I can be a little extra sometimes, okay? You don't have to be me. I am who I am, you know? Oh, hey! Speaking of nice guys, what's up? How long have you been standing there? Well, come on in. We don't bite. No, come on. We're just hanging. Well, we're working, but you know. Do you have a question? He always has a question. It's okay. I'm just messing with you. You're always welcome to come by and ask questions. What do you want to know? You want to see the colors on the costume for Othello? Sure. The costume isn't constructed yet, but I've got some swatches here. Somewhere. Ah! Here. There's a blue there for his tunic, and some gold for the trim, you know? Some accent colors. What do you think? Are these colors going to work for your lighting design? Okay. Cool. I mean, I'm not married to the blue, and it's not built yet, so if something's a big problem, we can talk to the director and see if we can agree on something better. Okay, cool. So, what else? Do you want to sit down? We're just talking girl talk in the costume shop, you know? Me? Oh, I'm fine. Busy, you know. Grad school's a lot of work. So, I basically live here. Yeah, I know. You live in the light lab, right? Or wherever it is lighting designers go? Well, I've got the show and my classes and my boyfriend. What, you guys? Leave him alone. He's trying. Hey, where are you going? Don't mind them. They're laughing at me, not you. Anyway, what's going on with you? You don't talk much, do you? So, don't you want to hang out? It's just us girls talking. Okay. Well, we'll see you later, I guess. Wow, did he really just leave? Hold on. Oh, come on! You're not just going to leave it like that, are you? come back here. You are so cute. What are you doing here? Really? You didn't come just to see my swatches, did you? Did you? You came to see me, right? It's okay. Come on over here and sit down. Come on, I want to talk to you anyway. You want to talk to me, right? So, if we're going to be friends, there's one thing you need to know about me, okay? You know that thing where people don't say how they feel or what they want because they're afraid of what the other person will think or do? I don't do that. I don't like playing games or wasting time, okay? If you want to talk to me, talk to me. I promise, if I don't like what you say, you'll know it, okay? I mean, it's obvious you're really shy, but it's also obvious to everyone in here that you really like me. Isn't it, girls? See? No, wait, come back. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You don't have to say anything. It's how you act around me and how you get nervous when you talk around me. How you try to secretly look at me in collaborative design class. I can just tell. So, let's talk about it. Sit down and let's clear the air. Let's get it all out there. That way we can both figure out what we're gonna do and not be stuck anymore. Does that make sense? What? Are you worried about them? They're my best friends. When I'm not in class or sleeping, these are the girls I hang out with. So believe me, I'm going to tell them everything anyway. Costume shop is like Las Vegas, okay? What you say in here stays in here. Right, girls? So, why don't you just talk to me? Here. I'll lock the door so no one else can come in. And we'll keep it just between us. Just you and me with my friends. They won't say anything, right, girls? See? So, talk to me. You like me, right? Like, not just as a friend? Come on. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. It's okay. You do? Good. See? Now I know, and now you know I know, okay? Doesn't that feel better? Terrified? Why? I'm a nice girl. You don't have anything to be terrified about. Okay, so you want to date me. Is that it? Do you want to take me out? Well, where do you want to take me? Come on, tell me. If you ask me out, where would we go? To the movies? That's cute. What kind of movie? What do you like? No, what do you like? Comedies? Okay. Would you take me to dinner too? Where? No hints. Where would you want to take me? I'm a pizza girl, huh? Interesting. Okay. And what would we do after? On our date, what would we do? You don't know? Okay, well, are you sure you actually want to date me then? If you don't know what you want to do with me? It's okay. I'm kind of messing with you. But not really. Look, I know you're shy, okay? I know this is super uncomfortable for you, and it's weird, and I know this is the worst place ever for me to do this to you, but it's now or never. I'm just trying to get you to talk to me. I think you're cute, and you're nice, and I like you a lot. But we do have a problem.
You do know I have a boyfriend, right? Okay, so what do you see happening between us? You and me. You're gonna take me to the movies. You're gonna take me to get pizza, and that sounds pretty fun. But what are we going to do after that? Don't say I don't know. You do know. Let's assume our date went really well. You brought me home, and you've got me there at the door. What do you want to do with me? Do you want to kiss me? Come on, tell me the truth. Yeah? You do? Wow. Even though you know I have a boyfriend? No. Don't backpedal. You want to kiss me, right? It doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I want to know what you want. Yeah? Wow. Okay. Do you want to have sex with me too? No. Well, then what do you want? You want to be friends? No. Come on now. We were being honest before. Of course we can be friends. We're already friends. So what's the problem? No, I've seen how you are around your other friends. If you just want to be friends, why are you so scared of me? Don't lie. You are. It's because you think I'm cute, right? It's because you want to have sex with me, right? See? Doesn't that feel better to say it out loud? So, now I know, and now you know that I know. The world hasn't ended, we're still friends, and we're still here talking. So, you want to have sex with me. Do you still want to take me out on a date? Or was that just. You do? Aw, that's sweet. A lot of guys aren't like that. Me? No, that's totally fair. Good for you for asking. I'm not sure yet. I mean, yes, I kind of want to have sex with you, but I'm actually a little concerned that you'll take it too seriously. Remember, I do have a boyfriend. So, how do you feel about that? Do you expect me to cheat on my boyfriend? Or do you want me to tell him? Or maybe you want me to break up with him so you can be my boyfriend. Is that it? Do you want to be my boyfriend? Be honest. Do you really? After all this? Wow. You must really like me, huh? I'm a handful, you know? Just ask them. I'm not normal, and I know I make people uncomfortable, especially guys. I like making you uncomfortable. And if you have any friends who are girls, they've honestly probably already warned you off about me, haven't they? Maybe a little? And you're still here anyway. Most guys would have bolted by now. Our relationship? Oh, you mean my boyfriend? Well, it's pretty good. He's kind of a pain in the ass sometimes, but he's also really cool, which you are too, actually. I mean, you probably don't know it, but you are cool, okay? You're the best lighting designer in the department. You're super talented and super considerate. You work really hard at it. Everybody knows that, right, guys? See? And it shows. To me, that's really cool. Let's see. What else? He's really hot, and so are you, but in a different cute, shy way. But you know what the best thing about him is? Do you know why he's my boyfriend? Guess. No, you're smart. Guess. Hey, that's kind of right. He's not afraid of me. And I admit it. This is my weakness, okay? Like, he's not only confident, he's arrogant. Like, he knows he deserves me. He knows he could have any girl he wants, but he chooses me. And you know what? He's so sure of himself and of me that sometimes he lets me have sex with other guys. Anyway, that's the best part about my boyfriend. It takes a really confident guy to pull that off. I mean, it's no secret that I'm a social person. I'm a flirt, and I'm not afraid to ask for what I want. I may be short and have small boobs, but I know what I do to guys, okay? Guys like you, right? Say right. See? But here's a secret about me that you probably don't know. Hey, I heard that giggling, you guys. Don't make him uncomfortable. Don't mind them. They've just seen me have this conversation with guys more than once. Anyway, here it is. I'm really sexually submissive. Like, my boyfriend, he can do whatever he wants to me. Whatever he wants. But, okay, let's get back to you and me for a second, though. Okay? You know a lot more about me now than when we started this conversation, right? So what about you? Have you ever had a girlfriend before? No? Okay. Have you ever had sex before? Wow. How have I not scared him off yet, you guys? Seriously? A virgin? No! That just makes you even more adorable. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're a nice guy. You're handsome, and I like you, but if we do have sex, are you gonna be able to dominate me? Are you gonna be able to make me do what you want? Be honest, okay? Are you gonna be able to pull my hair, tweak my nipples, spank me, and hurt me while you stick your dick in me? Are you gonna be able to pick me up and pin me against a desk and pull my panties down, force my legs open, and fuck me? 'Cause I may be submissive, but I'm a handful, okay? I'm not gonna make it easy for you. Well, can you do that? I don't think that's you, is it? Hey, that's okay. It doesn't have to be, okay? There are all kinds of people in the world. You don't have to be aggressive just because you're a guy. But can I ask you another question, though? After all this torture I've been putting you through in front of my friends, do you actually still like me? Do you still want me? That's really interesting. You guys, I think I should tell him. He's been really good, right? Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've known you've liked me for a while, okay? I knew that sooner or later you were going to come in around and ask me a silly question about my costume design because you wanted to see me and you wanted to be around me. And maybe magic would happen and you'd get up the courage to ask me out on a date. And that's okay. That's really sweet. And I'd actually love to go on a date with you, but there's something we need to work out first. This whole thing, this sitting you down and being really honest with you and kind of forcing you to be honest with me in front of my friends, this was kind of a test. And so far, you've passed, okay? But there's just a little more. Guys, what do you think? Should I keep going? He's been so good. He hasn't run away or gotten mad or anything. Okay. So, this whole sex thing, it's gonna be kind of a problem. See, I don't need someone to make love to me. That's what you wanna do, right? I mean, I know what I want, and it's not that. I need someone to fuck me, to be rough with me, and you can't do that, can you? I mean, I know you would try, but we're being honest here, right? You're just too sweet for that, and that's okay. I like it. You don't have to be anybody else but yourself. But I do have an idea. You could be, my slave. Now, wait. I know that sounds bad, but hear me out, okay? I think you might like it. No, wait. Where are you going? No, just trust me. Trust me, okay? Do you want to see my pussy? I'm not messing with you. Do you want to see my pussy? Right now. Do you? I'm serious. I could show it to you. What about them? They don't have to see. They're behind me. This is just for you and me. I can just sit on this stool, lift up my skirt. What? I told you I was serious. I can spread my legs like this and pull my panties to the side. And there it is. See? There's my pussy. You are so cute. Do you realize your mouth is hanging open? Don't worry about them. They've seen me do this before. It's kind of part of the test. Anyways, as I was saying, if you were my slave, you'd not only get to see my pussy just like this, but sometimes you'd get to lick it too. Smell it. I'd even let you make me come with your tongue. You know why? Because my boyfriend never does that. He would never do that. I told you. He's kind of a jerk. He also hardly ever takes me out on dates. He doesn't talk to me much. Mostly, he just fucks me, okay? But believe me, he fucks me so good. He kind of makes up for being insensitive by the way he fucks my brains out. But he's also a pretty simple and straightforward guy, so I don't expect much more than that. So what I need is someone I can talk to. Someone smart. Someone creative. I need someone who's not going to grope me and hassle me about having sex all the time. I need someone who likes me and who wants to make me happy. Someone who can take me out on dates. Someone who will go shopping with me. Someone I can model my outfits for to see if they're sexy enough for my boyfriend. And someone cute who, when I'm horny, will lick my pussy until I come all over his face. And honestly, I really think you'd be perfect for the job. God, I'm so wet just thinking about it. Your adorable face, right down there, between my legs. Your tongue, right here. This isn't just for me, though. I think this would be good for you, too. First of all, you'd get to take me out on dates. You get to talk to me and be creative with me and make me laugh. Because I know you can make me laugh. Isn't that what you really want, anyway? Just to be around me and get to know me? I mean, you can come into the costume shop whenever you want and just hang out. Right, girls? See? My boyfriend's not allowed in here. And when I get horny, we can go somewhere. And you can lick me and make me come. And I know you won't be able to fuck me, but when you're done, you can go home and then jerk off, and I bet you'll like it. Like, thinking about me. Thinking about what I do to you and how I treat you. And thinking about how my boyfriend gets to fuck me and come in me whenever he wants. I bet you'd come really hard thinking about that, huh? Way harder than if I just let you fuck me, right? That's the kind of guy you are. It's okay. Look at you. You're panting. You know I'm right. So, why don't you come over here? Get on your knees in front of me and lick me. Slave. Don't worry about them. They're here because making you do this in front of them turns me on. Come on. Kneel down. That's it. Now, put your face right there, slave. And smell me. Come on, I want to hear you smell me. Good boy. Lick me. Oh, God, that's it. Lick me and make me come. Oh, God, I'm so close already. Oh, you guys, he's got such a great tongue. Oh, I knew it. I told you. I told you who would do it. Oh, he's gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, make me come with your tongue. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, good boy. Good slave. So, do you still want to take me out tonight? Pizza? And a movie? Yeah? Of course I want to go. And after, you can go back to your place after you drop me off and you can jerk off, thinking about what my boyfriend's gonna do to me. when I invite him over after our date. Trust me, it's gonna be the best orgasm you've had in like at least a year. And if you play your cards right at dinner, I might even give you my panties so you can smell me while you jerk off, okay? Wait, I know that look. You're like feeling ashamed, aren't you? There's no reason to be. You just made me feel really good. What a gift you just gave me. And I want to make you feel good too. Well, okay. Why don't you go home? Think about it a while. And if you still want to try this, get yourself ready and pick me up at 7. I'll still be here. We're working, remember? Believe me, I know it sounds crazy, but you're not gonna regret it, okay? Okay. Well, maybe I'll see you later. Bye.
Isn't he the sweetest? Oh my God, you guys! I told you! He is so sweet! I just want to give him a big ol' hug, you know? I hope he's not too embarrassed. Gosh, I hope he comes back tonight.